Before we jump into today's episode, I wanted to let you know that I have a brand new masterclass coming out on the 18th of April. It's the 7 Steps to Podcasting. This was voted for by my social media audience. It won out against the other by a margin, so I will do both at some point, but the first one is going to be the 7 Steps to Podcasting. So if you want to come and join me for this masterclass, it's going to run for about an hour on the 18th at 4 p.m. UK time. So join me by hitting the link in the show notes or head over to donnaeed.com/7podcast steps, all one word. That's donnaeed.com/7podcast steps. Now back to the episode.
Welcome to the Society of Professional Wedding Vendors podcast. I'm your host, Donna Ead. Do you want to find out how you can keep your brides coming back and becoming lifelong clients? Keep listening. When I was a practicing wedding photographer, I decided to add an incentive to my top package as a way not only to create want for the top package, but also to open up an option for lifelong clients. So what I did was, within that top package, I offered a client for life experience. And what this meant was, any client that bought my top wedding photography package also got a voucher every year on their anniversary to cover the cost of a photo shoot with me. So they could use this photo shoot for a pregnancy shoot, baby shoot, family shoot, couples and their pets shoot. They could even pass it on to a friend or relative if they didn't want to use it that year. This was my way of keeping in contact with them, becoming their go-to photographer for any of their photographic needs during their marriage, and also opening it up to getting new clients if they were to gift the session to one of their friends or family. So this was an easy way to get clients for life. However, it doesn't work if that's all you do. You have to follow up and you have to make sure that you are keeping in contact. So let's discuss 5 things that you can do to keep your couples coming back for more, regardless of your trade. So think out of the box. What can you do for your couples going forward? Can you do what I did? Is there other services that you can offer? Perhaps you have another part of your business that you run alongside your wedding profession, such as a celebrant who may also work in the coaching or therapy space. Perhaps you can offer check-ins with your couples to help them navigate married life. As a stationer, you could offer birthday cards, anniversary cards, Christmas cards. You may not offer these as standard, but that makes it more special. So use that. Being able to work with them beyond their day keeps you at the forefront of their mind, so that when their friends get married, you're an obvious choice for them to recommend. So here are 5 things you can do to keep past clients past their wedding date. Number 1, offer a lifetime discount, as I did, for the particular service that you've decided to offer. Stay in touch with them via snail mail or email. If you have offered a lifetime discount to something or money off of a certain thing, then send them a voucher on their anniversary and follow up with them to see if they want to use it. I used to offer my lifetime as the option of the gift voucher, and then, as I said, they could give it to a friend if they didn't feel the need to use it. But if I didn't communicate with them, they didn't know that was an option. And if they didn't want to use it, unless I prompted them to offer it to somebody else, it was something that they wouldn't have remembered. Connect on social media and engage. Like their posts, comment, remind them you're there. Send them birthday cards and anniversary cards. Connect with them both separately about the possibility of birthday gifts for one another. If you're a stationer and you email the groom a month before his wife's birthday to offer to make her a stunning card in their wedding colours and post it to his work for him to be able to write out, you'll become his new BFF. Offer a loyalty or bonus scheme. Give your couples something to recommend you. Go for a voucher for your services for connection, and then send something if that connection booked. Depending on your price point, It may be something you can do yourself, i.e. a baker might do a batch of 4 cupcakes as a thank you box for a referral, a florist might send flowers, or you might order flowers or spa products to send if your trade doesn't have physical products. You could do one or all of the above to keep your brides, but know the more you do, the more you are likely to get further business from them, either directly or through recommendations. Keep the interest genuine. Keep notes if you need to, i.e. if you see their dog's ill 1 week, check back and ask them the next week how their dog's doing. And book a time in your calendar to do these client engagements. You might interact just in your regular scrolling on social media, but block a time to check upcoming birthdays, anniversaries, and go through social and like and comment on things. So today we went through 5 things that you can do to keep your brides and grooms as clients. You can offer lifetime discounts. You can stay in touch with them via email and snail mail. You can connect on social media. You can send birthday and anniversary cards. You can offer a loyalty scheme. I hope you found that useful, and if there is anything that you do to love up on your couples after the wedding, then head over to www.spwv.co.uk/009 and tell me in the comments. I'd love to hear what you do. Thanks ever so much for joining me and listening this week. Don't forget to head over to the website and let me know what you do for your couples. Join the waiting list for our membership for professionals, and I look forward to connecting with you next week. Bye for now. If you're looking to build a deeper connection with your audience this year and you're a passionate business owner with a message to share, then I would love to help you do that via podcasting. If you're interested in starting a podcast this year, head over to donnaead.com/apply to register your interest today. Don't forget to hit subscribe where you listen and rate and review the podcast if you've enjoyed it. You can also share this episode with a friend. It is a great way to help the podcast out to get to more listeners just like you.